WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a mail. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Last time on Monday Night Raw, we heard that music because this was John Cena's final ever Monday Night Raw as an active WWE superstar. And probably the last time for a while. So I don't expect him to randomly show up for a long, long time. But a lot of other people showed up on this show. We're here to talk all about this. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Check if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it is not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. And support your channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card RocketSock or Lindsay Ward in Fortnite. I'm Shopkins, hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
Hey, they were promoting this as his last ever Raw as an active performer, and I was like, yes. This is surreal. This feels so weird that we're coming to the end. We started this journey back in January or whatever, and now here we are. It's the very, very end, and it's just strange. It's so weird because they're it's John Cena's last Raw, and I'm like, no, it's not. He still got. And then I did the math on it. And I was like, oh, two shows. Crap, it is.
He's got 2 shows. That's it.
He got 2 shows. That's it. I was like, oh my God. And then I had another realization. John Cena is retiring before Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's wild. But here we are. But Monday Night Raw opened with a sold out crowd in New York City, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, and John Cena to the fans singing his song as he walked out, which was really cool. They did the full intro. They thanked Cena. He said NYC can make or break careers, and then thanked everyone. He said the fans were ready. It's time to start because the champ is here. He said it's the last time they could talk together, Madison Square Garden on Raw, because it's bittersweet. It's very important for him. It's a very important moment. It's his last show. And then out came Dominic Mysterio. Dom said no one wanted to hear what Cena had to say. He was handed a title shot in his hometown. Management on your side. Fans were chanting, shut the fuck up. Cena said they were sending Coco Fun Cups, so you could just let the chants go. Dom said he wanted a rematch. Cena said, all right, let's go. Let's fight here tonight.
I'm here. I'm already getting paid, so let's do it.
Let's do it here tonight. And Dom's like, no, you had the advantage in your own hometown, so we're going to do this match in my hometown. John Cena's like,
all
right.
Dom has 2 appearances left.
And Dom's stealing another one. And it will be Dominic Mysterio, John Cena for the Intercontinental title. Not Survivor Series. Cena's like, yep, let's go. But he promised a match here tonight in Madison Square Garden. They forget the title and just me and you one-on-one right here, right now. Do you feel lucky, punk? Out came Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Dom said, you won't get your final match on Raw. You'll just get your ass beat instead. and it was a 3-on-1 beatdown of John Cena until Sheamus made his return to Monday Night Raw to chase off the Judgment Day, but he was not enough. They tried to fight back, but they got beat down until Rey Mysterio slowly ran to the ring and helped clear the house. And so the babyface was recovered. Cena's like, "You got a team. Looks like I have a team. Let's do it. 6-man tag. Right here. Right now. Give me a referee. Let's fight." Good opening segment. The fans love them some John Cena. There's lots of Cena shirts, as always.
Feels like they're getting more and more, obviously, as we get closer to the end. But yeah, crowd was hype for some John Cena, which again, was weird, but cool. They were singing to him. They were chanting. Dom had that nice heat to him again, which is good. I liked the match. I thought the match was good. It was very entertaining. At this point, you can just tell Cena's out there to have fun, which is, I think, been him for quite a while. I think that's honestly been Cena just this whole ride, is Cena just having fun. But it's very apparent now, especially since they turned him back babyface, and he can just let that show, and he can just kind of do whatever he wants and just enjoy himself. So, and that's always good. And then you can tell that energy is reflecting on everybody else, because everybody else is having fun too. Kind of enjoying the moment and living in the moment.
We'll get to the match more in a second. Kind of confused why they came out to help Dom all of a sudden, when in most recent weeks they had kind of been at odds with each other. Dom helped them the other week. So Dom helped them, that he was the bigger man, kind of mending a little bit of offense. So there's your storyline loophole there. But it was a good 6-man tag.
The girls were fighting. They paused to deal with this, and then they'll go back to fighting.
It was a good 6-man tag match. You had Cena take everyone's finish. You had the 30 beats by all 3 men. And then a three-man, you can't see me, with Sheamus making sure Cena was in the middle and not on the one side. It's like, "No, you go here. We switch." Cena's like, "Okay." And then they all hit their finish. Team Cena gets the win. Cena swan song. That's a wrap. He's out. That worked.
I liked how they tried to pick a fight with somebody in the crowd, or a series of somebody's in the crowd.
Yeah,
I don't know who it was.
Well, Cam Scadaboo, the running back for the Giants, and one of the comedians.
But what was great is they picked the fight with comedian, and then the Cam got up, and then like a whole group of people that I guess were Cam's entourage got up with him.
Bunch of the other Giants, I guess, who were there.
And so like you see Dom and everybody kind of like step back, because it's like, "Oh, you don't want none of that. You don't want none of that, y'all. Just turn around and walk away. Turn around and walk away, because they will absolutely mess you up. So just walk away."
Cam,
go up the ramp, go home.
Cam, who fucked up his leg a few weeks ago. Good to see he's out and about.
He's out having fun. The stars were out tonight.
They were.
For Raw.
They were. In and out of the ring. But that was that would be your SportsCenter clip. The push around tomorrow. But we had some matches on another match on the show for John Cena. It was the Last Time Is Now tournament. We had Gunther and Javon Evans. Gunther's back. Old music. New robe. Same Gunther.
I like the robe. The robe looked good. It was good to see him. Like, it's been a minute, and so it's nice to see him back. He looked good. Everything seemed like it was working all right. So he's had that much deserved vacation, and he's ready to hit Mania season, essentially.
Javon and Gunther had a fantastic match.
So good.
Javon looked really, really good in the loss. But he's the future.
He is the future. He definitely showed it here tonight. I look forward to seeing great things from him. And honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing that match again. Maybe for a little bit different stakes.
We will see it probably at some point down the road when Javon gets put up to the main roster. But yeah, this was a showcase for Javon. Gunther, hard-hitting match. And Gunther wins. And then the other Last Time Is Now tournament match. Solo Sikoa versus a mystery opponent. And everyone was expecting someone. Everyone had their hopes up. Everyone thought they were going to get some edge. They didn't get an edge. They didn't say his name.
He didn't appear.
He did not appear. He will tomorrow night on NXT. But not tonight at all. But instead, former World Heavyweight Champion, 2-time former World Heavyweight Champion, the Zigman, Dolph Ziggler, returned to WWE to take on Solo Sikoa. just like Zack Ryder returned on Friday, basically wrestled the same match. It was produced the same way. The mystery opponent gets all their stuff in, gets the very close near fall, and then eats the opponent's finish. And then Ziggler did that. He got all his stuff in, went for a zigzag, went for a super kick, missed the zigzag, got the Simone's hit with the Simone spike, and Solo Sikoa advances in the last time is now tournament.
I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't have minded Dolph Ziggler getting the win.
Yeah.
And honestly winning the tournament. Just because in comparison to Cena, Dolph was kind of always the bridesmaid and never the bride in the Cena era. Like, he got the title a couple times, or I think he got it like once.
Twice.
But like twice. Mm-hmm. And so like, but he never had like really epic title reigns. They never really viewed him as like anything much, and Dolph Ziggler kind of just sort of was there, right, in comparison to John Cena. And I feel like you could have told a story where Dolph has gone out, he's made something of himself, he's come back, and now he's like, you know what, you're on your way out, I want my revenge, I want your last match, I want that accolade to hang on my hat. That's what I want from you. Because basically, and you can bring up all the history between them. And the same thing goes true for Zack Ryder, too. Zack Ryder, I think, has as much, if not more, history with Cena. Like, either one of them, basically. That it's like, we were out here busting our ass, doing everything we could, you know, getting over on the internet before it was cool, that kind of stuff. And you just were there. And you effed us over. Because you were just there. And we could never go anywhere because you were always in the way. Like, I would not have minded seeing that story. And then you either have Zack Ryder or Dolph Ziggler retire John Cena and walk away with that. Because yeah, for both of them, can you imagine what that would do for both of them?
Yeah, they were never going to get that
accolade. They were never going to get it. But, like, especially since Dolph is in TNA. And did Zack re-sign?
No.
We talked about it.
No.
He just rolled up.
He rolled up. Both of them are working with TNA right now. So it was very easy to.
Okay. But still, like, even in TNA, it's the man who retired John Cena. You could run an entire gimmick on that for the rest of their careers and it would be fine. Like, it just to have that accolade and hang their hat on it, as it were.
Yeah.
Like, that would be tremendous. Because I think that's really the one thing. Like, I know he did it with Cody, but Cody really didn't kind of need the passing of the torch, but they did it anyway, is to see somebody who could really benefit from something like this get it. Kind of in the way that, like, AJ needed it, but AJ didn't need it with Taker, but he still benefited from it, right? Because he's the man that retired The Undertaker. He got The Undertaker's last match, and we got some fantastic memes out of it. But, like, just to give that to somebody who could really take that ball and run with it and turn it into something, I think would be really cool. Because not to say that Gunther, who is the projected winner of the tourney and the one that's going to be the one to finish John Cena, can't do that. But I feel like his character doesn't lend to that level of flamboyance, right? It just doesn't. Like, he's not a braggart. Like, he is, but he isn't. It's weird, you know? So, like, I feel like Gunther is just going to retire John Cena and move on.
I mean, he retired.
And just
he retired Goldberg and, you know, bragged about it.
He's, honestly, you know what? If they make Gunther the new Legend Killer and they give him a Legend Killer, like, redo that gimmick, but do it with Gunther and you have him retire a bunch of people, I would be down for that just to see how they would do that.
I put it out on Twitter. Let him beat Goldberg. He beat Goldberg. He beat Cena. Beat AJ next year. Beat Shinsuke.
Beat
Brock. Beat Brock.
Oh, God, yeah. Gunther putting down Brock. Because you could build Gunther into just this complete unstoppable force where it's almost, you don't get to decide when you leave. I decide when you leave, and I'm deciding you leave. Now I'm tired of you being here, then they do the thing. But, like, just if they wanted to do that with Gunther, I think that could be cool, because we don't know what gimmick they're going to run with him. I'm assuming he's just doing the Ring General or whatever it is again, and that's that. But like, I think just to give him a little interest and a little spark, it's he's the Legend Killer 2.0 or whatever you want to call it. Because you can even have him and Randy fight about it. Randy's like, this is oddly familiar. Now I'm on the receiving end. I don't like it at all. No siree.
We shall see if that's the direction they go. Other things happen on the show, including Jackie Redmond interviewing or attempting to interview Stephanie Vaquer. She was coming to the ring, but got jumped by Nikki Bella, threw her into the LED screen. Told her that she didn't come back to be on the sideline or where be someone's sidekick. She thanks Stephanie for reminding her who she is and says, you're going to give me a title shot and you will bow down to me, the women who changed this entire industry. Comprende, mamacita? I mean, this was solid. Internet was trashing it, but I thought it was fine.
Nikki is trying her best.
She's also she's going very, calling her mamacita, not Stephanie Vaquer. She's trying so hard not to say the full name because she can't say it. And she's trying to work her way around it. It's so funny to watch.
Just call her Stephanie. Just call her Stephanie. She has a first name. Just call her Stephanie.
She did, but it's like you want her to hit the Vaquer and she can't because she flubbed it once and is scared to now. You can just see it.
So get somebody to coach you. Like, get Stephanie to coach you and teach you how to say it. Like, and just go through it a bunch of times and practice it. You know, Vaquer, Vaquer, Vaquer. You just practice it over and over and over again until you've got it, and then you're fine. Like, it's complicated, but it's not that complicated.
Yeah, I mean, but you could practice it all you want, but then you go out on live and flub it again. You know, she probably doesn't want to do that.
Well, oh, I promise you she doesn't want to do that. But, like, I'm sure she feels awful about doing it the first time. But, like, at least make an effort. Like, at least try. And I don't know if she is or she isn't. But, like, heel Nikki Bella is a good balance to a face Stephanie Vaquer. Nikki is trying her best. There's just one very glaring issue with this, which is we all know that Stephanie's going to get up and absolutely whoop Nikki Bella's ass. Just for the way that she is being booked. So it's kind of like, get your shots in now, because she gonna get you later.
Yeah, it will happen. She will get you at some point down the road. Backstage, Bayley was interrupted by the Kabuki Warriors. Asuka said, you want to be on my Survivor Series team? Bayley's like, after what you did to me the last couple years? No. Asuka was mad. Kairi saying that the you can't see me to Bayley, which was amazing. Then Lyra and her had a moment, and then, like, she went to go for the high five. Bayley's like, what are you, 5? So there was that. We had Alexa Bliss come to the ring. She said, Charlotte's been ignoring her all weekend, all my messages. I saw you're here in New York City. She said they could regain the tag titles at any point, but she had an issue with trust. Bliss said she got her ass kicked when Flair walked out on her because she doesn't like Rhea. Alexa recalled Flair called her best friend, and they've gone to hell and back for her. This brought out Asuka and Kairi, Nia and Lash. They mocked her for being alone and said, they're about to get your ass kicked, basically. They surrounded the ring. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky made the save. It was 3-on-4 at this point. The heels have the advantage until Charlotte Flair runs out with a kendo stick. She started to whoop some ass, helped Alexa back up on her feet. Rhea and Charlotte exchange an eye look. Fans chanted, she's your best friend. And that was that.
I'm intrigued by this, but the Kabuki Warriors group, the grouping, is weird. And not in a bad way. It's just a very odd grouping of people that have no reason to be together other than their mutual dislike of someone or something.
Yeah.
That's it. And so it's a very...
And tag titles. And it's also tag titles. It's four of the top would be the three top contenders and the champs, if you kind of look at it like that.
Yeah, but it's they didn't like Charlotte and Alexa because they had the titles, and now Asuka and Kairi have the titles, and you would think Lash and Nia wouldn't be okay with that, but it's, I guess, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. I don't know. It's just a very odd grouping. And yeah. It's kind of like, oh, okay. All right, pop off, y'all. Which I know in part it's for Survivor Series, right? Like, that's the whole point. It's for Survivor Series. But still, you just kind of sit there and you're like, okay, all right.
After weeks and weeks of a DQ finish, a countout finish, training, Maxxine Dupri said she was ready. Tonight was the night. She would get her chance for the Intercontinental Championship against Becky Lynch. Becky jaw-jacked her from the start, jaw-jacked the referee. Jessica Carr started the match right away, and then they were off. They had a solid match, lots of near falls. Maxxine did very well. There's a couple interesting spots, but for the most part, she hung in there with Becky Lynch. Becky walked her through it, basically. And Becky started having enough when Maxxine kind of started to wrap the ankle lock on her. She had to fight her way out. She tossed Maxxine out of the ring, told the referee to count so she could remove the turnbuckle pad. As she was doing it, a song from her past started to play from one AJ Lee, who skipped down the ringside. Becky was mad. AJ's like, don't look at me, look there, go just turn around. And when she turned around, Maxxine jumped off the top rope, ate a cross body block, and Maxxine Dupri is your new women's Intercontinental Champion.
Good for her. Honestly, good for her. Solid match. Becky absolutely sold the loss. She did a wonderful job with it. But yeah, this was, for what this was good. And I like that they paid it off with Maxxine winning the title and taking it off of Becky because, you know, Becky got cocky. And if Becky's going to get cocky, well, AJ's, you know, AJ's just going to mess with her because they still have unresolved issues. So since AJ was there, she's like, oh, let me go see what I can do about this. And she proceeded to do her thing. And well, now Becky and AJ have a reason to fight again. And Maxxine Dupri got a shiny new title. You know what? Everybody wins. We all win. Except for Becky, who lost. But
Becky lost. Everyone else wins. Maxxine and AJ were talking backstage, celebrating. Jackie approached them. Dupri said hard work paid off. She finally feels like she belongs. Fred AJ is like, no, I didn't do anything. It was all you. I just helped put a bully in her place. Otis and Akira Tozawa showed up to celebrate. They left. Jackie goes to AJ, so you sticking around? I'm like, I'm hoping the answer is yes. She said she came back out to help her husband, but Becky just lit a fire in her and just that she thought she had forgot she had and all these things. So who knows? And then Rhea Ripley showed up and went, hey, can we talk?
And my ovaries glowed.
Sounds like we have a number 5 for War Games.
Let's go. So go. I'm here for it.
So earlier in the evening, speaking of War Games, the general managers were talking. Paul Heyman walked in. They were upset with Paul for pulling the Drew card, even though he's suspended. He's like, everything I did was legal, just like this, and handed them a contract showing them who the fifth man for Team Vision would be for War Games. So we had the War Games face-off to end Monday Night Raw. You had The Vision, The Bronze, Paul Heyman, and so it's the Pauls and the Bronze, I guess? Logan Paul's officially member of The Vision.
Another really weird grouping of people.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
I know, but it's just like, huh?
And also Drew McIntyre came out. They were there in the ring. Heyman said he's walked the Samoan SWAT team, the Freebirds, the Dangerous Lions, and the Bloodline into the ring for War Games. But this is the greatest assembly of talent ever put together for War Games. This brought out CM Punk, ready to fight. The Usos, ready to fight. Cody Rhodes, ready to fight. And then the fight was on. 4-on-4 fight. Everyone getting their stuff in. CM Punk is left standing in the ring, calling for a GTS on Logan Paul. When Brock Lesnar's music hit, and the Beast Incarnate made his way to the ring. Punk goes for the fight, eats a couple over the head suplexes. He gets taken out. Cody takes 2 German suplexes. Fans are chanting for Roman Reigns. Brock's alone in the ring. And out came the OTC Roman Reigns. A long stare down occurs between the two men. Go ahead.
I'm wondering what Roman had done because he had his one arm covered and his other arm not, and it was his tattoo arm. So it's like, sir, what did you do? What have you had done?
Well, I guess we'll see.
Guess we'll find out.
Guess we will find out. Roman hits the Superman punch. Security gets involved, keeping them apart. Bronson attacks Roman. Bronson goes for the tsunami. Roman gets back up, hits the Superman punch. The NYPD shows up. CM Punk's in the background choking Logan Paul with a kendo stick. Roman Reigns spears Bronson Reed and a couple of the NYPD through the barricade to close Monday Night Raw.
That's going to be a problem. The NYPD, I feel like, was a touch much, but not like excessive. It's just in terms of wrestling violence, let's say, hypothetically, mm-hmm. there's levels, right? And it's when the police, in quotations, the local police, get called, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like this violence maybe hadn't escalated for the point for the cops to be called in this context, because they were there and they were waiting for it to happen. So it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. Because it feels a little weird that the NYPD was just sort of there waiting for the violence. Were they, I don't know if they were actually NYPD, probably not. But it wasn't building security.
They had NYPD shirts.
Yeah.
Not actually, like I said, but
police,
but,
in quotations.
But they called them the NYPD, so it wasn't the real NYPD, but yeah. It's television.
I mean, it might have been off duty, but still, like, it was probably just a bunch of indie wrestlers that they put in NYPD shirts because people were taking bumps and whatnot, so you can't have, you know, civilians doing that. But like, yeah, just in terms of the wrestling violence, like the fact that the NYPD in quotations was there was like, I don't know about that. Like, this could have been a pull apart, and you have like building security, and you have essentially the management tried to contain it, and then the next time that these guys are gonna go or they're gonna be together in the ring, that's when you have the local police there. That's when you do it, or you start this with the NYPD out there just to ensure there is no misconduct in quotations, and then of course it all goes to hell. Like, those are kind of the ways you're, at least in terms of like procedure, they typically do it. So the fact that you just have them,
they wanted to get out ahead of it. They just wanted to get out ahead. That's all. They were making sure nothing happened. That's all.
And nothing did happen. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. Nobody saw anything. It wasn't on live television. No.
No, no one got speared.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see Logan Paul get choked with a kendo stick. No.
No. No.
No. That was no. That didn't happen.
It didn't happen at all. So this is a really good show.
It was a great show.
Yeah, they did a great job tonight. It was wouldn't say go home, but there's still another week. So
I was just here. I was like, I'm trying to think. It's like, when is it? Is it? It's not this weekend. It's like next weekend, right? Because there's only like two more weekends left.
But but with it being the holidays, I guess you do it here. And it was in Madison Square Garden. They loaded up the show. You had AJ, Brock, Roman, Punk, Cody, Cena's last thing. They made it a big to do. They made Cena's last Raw a big to do.
Yeah, I mean, you should. Like, it's the perfect setting to do something big. I have no qualms against them putting on a big show and making it feel important, because it should. Because, yeah, you're right. Next week will be a weird week for them, at least in terms of Monday. People should still kind of be around, but they're going to be prepping for Thanksgiving or, you know, the holidays here in the States. And so, like, they may not be watching as much. Like, the good thing is people shouldn't be traveling yet for them, so they still will probably put on an effort, because people will be traveling, I think, starting Wednesday.
Yeah.
SmackDown is screwed. Like, SmackDown, just, there's nothing you can do for that. But, like, Raw should be okay.
Raw will be fine. After. Friday, yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday.
That's right. Tune in, everybody. We'll have news, we'll have notes, and we have a discussion, and we need your help. So, if there is a sports uniform you find offensive in terms of it being displeasing to the eye or ugly or just doesn't fit your overall aesthetic, we need you to submit that, because we are going to be critiquing bad sports uniforms as our discussion, because we refuse to do anything serious. So if you have one that you do not like, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward, and we will put it on the list. We don't know if we're doing a tier list yet or not, but we will at least be, you know, looking at them and talking about them.
It'll probably do a version of a tier list. That's probably the best way to put it. We'll do that Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, is another edition of CB Radio, as we're on the road to episode 900 in 18 years on December 6th. It's crazy. It's just, it's math.
It's insane, dude.
And we're still innovating along the way. This Saturday, we're doing something. What are we doing? I don't know. I forget. Oh, I think we might be doing ChatGTP says this week. That's what we're doing on Saturday. But a week from Saturday, the night of Survivor Series, we will be live for CB Radio, just so just people are aware we're doing a show not talking wrestling. But we have a brand new segment we're debuting. It's a brand new show topic we're doing. The Intern's Choice Awards, 1 week from this Saturday.
Ooh.
Tune in for that. We've been brainstorming something for a week from Saturday. We'll tell you more about it on Saturday night. Sunday, they're back for Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, we'll be here to talk about. Check out 40 Days of John Cena on all of our social media platforms. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Instagram at Wild Talk Radio, and YouTube.com/Rock Radio Show. We'll have all of that content. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Nope. It's not called Twitch Prime either. It's just Prime. Subscribe for free by hitting that purple button below the screen. You could use creator code Rock and Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy all the Simpsons characters. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward Zero.
Chat, stay tuned for updates on the schedule because it's going to get weird in the next month. Mainly with the rack. It'll be switching times and dates.
Sorry.
It's holidays. They fall on Thursdays. Can't help it. And other things. So we'll talk all about it as the weeks go on, but this has been the Raw Pro Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the rap. And right back here for the Raw Pro Show every Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.